Hello, hello, hey guys, and welcome to another edition of the Reading Masterclass from Inglés Nui Cru. As always, my name is Foster, and today we are going to talk about vocabulary and how you can improve your vocabulary, and more specifically, how you can use a very simple technique that I like to call the rule of three. The rule of three. Okay? But before we get too deep into the rule of three, let me explain just a little bit of context. So one of the most common questions that we receive all of the time about reading, about English in general, is some version of, should I take notes about vocabulary? I don't know. Should I look up the definition of new words? Should I use Google Translate? Or should I just read and try to understand as much as I can? We always receive some version of this question. And to be honest, in a lot of cases, the real answer is it depends. It depends on if you really want to study a text and understand every single word, or if you just want to have fun and read about something new. Hopefully learn some English in the process. It also depends on the actual material that you're reading. For example, let's say you're reading a research article for your PhD thesis, then yeah, you probably need to search for new vocabulary. Or if you are reading a business memo for your boss, again, this is a case where you probably want to make sure that you are understanding everything. But on the other hand, if you are reading, let's say, a fun new fiction novel on the beach when you are on vacation, then no, you probably don't need to look up new words. And it also depends on your mood and your energy levels. If you are super tired and not motivated, it is probably not a good idea to take notes about every single word that you don't know. The point is, most of the time, it's complicated. In some cases, it is quite important to be very diligent and careful with your reading. In other cases, it doesn't really benefit you in any sort of significant way. In my personal experience, though, most students miss a big opportunity here because they get confused and overwhelmed with what they should do when they are reading. And normally this means they just do not read anything at the end of the day. But fortunately, lucky for us, there is a pretty cool solution to this problem. I like to call this the rule of three. And this rule helps me, and hopefully will help you, learn a lot more when you are reading and also have more fun during the process. So here's the idea. If you are reading a text, don't worry about words or expressions that you don't know. Don't worry about anything the first time that you see it, okay? Just try to understand as much as you can, given the context, and keep going. Just continue. However, if you see a word or phrase three or more times in the same text, this is probably a good sign that this is important vocabulary and you should probably take note of it. So let's think of an example. This sounds complicated, but I promise it's super easy. So, for example, let's say you are reading a book about the British royal family. To be honest, you are probably watching The Crown on Netflix, but it does not matter. This example still works. So you are reading about the royal family, and you see the word abdicate. For example, let's take the phrase, Prince Edward abdicated his responsibility to the crown so he could get married. In this case, it's not totally obvious what the word abdicate means. You can make an educated guess with the context, but it's not 100% clear. And there's a good chance that abdicate is just a strange, uncommon word in the text that no one really uses, and it's not worth your time to learn this word. But if you continue reading and you see the word abdicate a few more times, that's probably a good sign that this word is critical for you to understand the rest of the text. So, after you see a word three or more times, you can really just take a quick pause, search for the word abdicate, and you will learn that the word abdicate means to give up something, normally power, especially in reference to royalty, monarchs, emperors. And then great, now you know what the word abdicate means, so you will not have any more issues understanding the text. And you also have a good idea if this is actually an important word that you need to know and if you need to start incorporating this into your normal vocabulary. But for example, in this case, you can kind of see that this is very specific vocabulary regarding royal families and that kind of thing. So unless you are a British historian, abdicate probably is not a word that you need to include in your vocabulary. Okay, so just a quick revision. When you are reading, you don't need to be anxious with thoughts like, okay, should I be taking notes? Should I look up words? Or should I just try to read and understand as much as possible? Instead, all you have to do is follow the rule of three. So just read, enjoy the material. If you see a new word or phrase that you don't know, just try to understand with the context. But if you begin seeing the same word or phrase or expression, if you begin seeing that again and again, then that's a red flag that you should probably take a moment and look up the definition. So for me, the rule of three, it really helps me keep things simple when I'm reading. And simplicity is always a good thing when you are learning a new skill that requires a lot of time and effort. And also, the rule of three will help you identify the most important vocabulary that you need to know, which is very helpful. Naturally, this means that you are not wasting time on random words that are not important and that you don't really need to take the time to learn. And last but not least, finally, the rule of three lets you have more fun in the process of reading because it gives you more freedom. You don't need to be anxious about vocabulary because you already have, you have a game plan. You have a blueprint. Okay, I think that's it for today, guys. Next time you're reading something, just experiment with the rule of three, try it out, and let us know what you think. I will see you guys tomorrow.